Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This Republican I was debating twisted himself into a knot trying to defend Trump's worst corruption on CNN.
We're learning just how much richer the presidency is making Trump. According to a new financial disclosure, the president made more than $1 billion in his first year of back in office from crypto ventures alone. He made more than $500 million from the sale of tokens tied to firms managed in part by his sons, and another $635 million from a licensing agreement with Celebration Coins. And even Mar-a-Lago earned him more than $70 million in that one year. According to the New York Times, one of his biggest hauls in 2025 came when an investment firm tied to the United Arab Emirates bought nearly half of the Trump family's main crypto company, World Liberty Financial, a transaction that blurs the lines between foreign policy and private enterprise. Now, the scope and the scale of Trump's holdings continues an unprecedented streak of profit-making for a sitting president. I wonder how you justify that after all the years of Republicans making a huge issue out of Hunter Biden, making perhaps $4 or $5 million.
Well, it's not the dollar amount per se. It's the potential quid pro quo. It's also a chain of emails that were found on his laptop, essentially saying put 10% aside for the big guy, meaning the person in office, the person who's covered by conflict of interest laws, the person who's covered by public officers law, not necessarily okay. Hunter Biden himself. There is a differential. There's a difference there.
So that's let's say that that's all true. So are you concerned about Donald Trump, literally on paper, he disclosed it, making over $1 billion just from crypto alone, including a transaction that involves a foreign nation, that he is literally right now, as we speak, involved in very delicate negotiations on behalf of the United States when it comes to the war that's going on in the Middle East?
We should all be concerned about people in public office profiting off their office. That's why there is disclosure.
So are you concerned?
Trump's disclosure was 927 pages. He's one of the top 1% wealthiest Americans.
So are you concerned?
That's not a secret. I'm not a secret because I can look at the document and see what's there. We're talking about it right now.
Are you concerned about how much money Trump has raked in 1 year?
Am I concerned with a billionaire making more billions on more money? No, I'm not.
I realized how much he was weaving around the question, so I decided to pin him down right here.
Joe, you make a great politician weaving around all of the answers. The reality of the situation is Trump is the most corrupt president in American history, and we're not even telling the full story.
What's crime?
I'm glad that you brought up the quid pro quo part, because the part that we're missing is this $2 billion investment from the UAE was facilitated by the founder of Binance, CZ. The founder of Binance was subsequently pardoned by Donald Trump, and Trump has benefited off of this crypto. He leveraged the hype of his inauguration to the day before announce a cryptocurrency named Trump Coin, but that wasn't enough, because then he announced Melania coin, but that wasn't enough, because then he created this pardon economy where people can pay into his campaigns or his family and they get directly pardoned. Do you agree with the pardon of CZ, the founder of Binance, who helped funnel money into Moss?
There's no question that Donald Trump has been pro-crypto.
Uniquely
he
corrupt.
Ran on saying,
it's not
I'm pro-crypto.
Crypto.
We're going to pass the Genius Act, which they did.
Yeah.
We're going to deregulate
crypto. He's so pro-crypto that
we're
he's
have crypto.
Making himself
so
rich as hell.
We're going to be the crypto capital
my
of the world.
My friend Joe.
It's no
so
surprise
So Hunter Biden is pro-painting. Hunter Biden no, didn't hide the fact that he's pro-painting.
No, Hunter Biden was pardoned for crimes he may have made not committed.
Wait, Donald Trump has pardoned thousands of people.
When you talk about pardons, let's not forget the fact that the previous president had to pardon his son for crimes.
What about the fact that he removed tariffs from Vietnam?
This president didn't have to do that when he left office.
I'd say this. Look, during the first term, it was entirely defensible to talk about Donald Trump's track record of having made all of this money, his vast real estate holdings, the expectation that his family was still going to be in business. Fine. I can accept that. What's happened subsequently is something else entirely. His sons are enriching themselves, investing in rare earth minerals. They're now defense contractors. And now they're crypto tycoons. They didn't have a competency for any of these industries before. Now there is so much credible reporting at this point. on an almost daily, weekly basis now, yeah, of them having insider information and making trades and dealing with companies who are directly involved with the administration.
So Joe keeps talking about the big guy email. The New York Times' story about this mining deal, the president directly negotiated this contract between this mining company that his sons are invested in and the United States government. It's not a cryptic email. It's an actual phone call with the president on the line, and his sons stand to benefit from it. So again, even if you were to concede every possible thing that Hunter Biden did wrong, wouldn't you at the very least have to acknowledge that this is bad?
Well, with this contract, we're talking about tungsten mining in Kazakhstan. China just cut off our exports of tungsten. We need defense. Tungsten is used in warheads.
Yeah, we understand.
Fighter jets, all this stuff, right?
So we need our own supply of tungsten. Why is it okay that the president's sons are involved in a major
deal? Even from the article I read, it said the president's son invested in the company after this deal was done.
So, Joe, hold on. If Hunter Biden had done this, would you say the same thing?
I read the same article. It
said, no. Can we flip characters?
A company that's involved with the sons, Dominari Securities, invested in this company after this deal was done.
Can we? But if Hunter Biden did the same thing?
Is it not problematic that the president's sons are directly standing to benefit from a company that is getting government money, essentially, that the president himself helped negotiate?
If there's quid pro quo.
I'm not even saying there's a quid pro quo. I'm just saying that you were trying to say to me that Hunter Biden committed a crime because some person named the big guy was mentioned in an email. I'm talking about a phone call with the president.
Joe, how about this? Okay, let's remove the existing fact pattern just to see, like, if we have the same standard of ethics right now. A Democratic president has a son who may be enriching himself from insider information of the government and benefiting off of that information. Is that wrong?
Kickback to the president? Yes.
A Republican president?
Is there a kickback to the president? Yeah, it's wrong.
Okay, I think if you apply the fact pattern here, they're the same fact pattern, so your answer should have been easy the last three rounds of questions.
This entire conversation is infuriating. If there was a Biden coin or an Obama coin, conservatives would be balled up in a curl. You'd be curled up in a ball crying. I would not be doing ads for it. It's not just that Donald Trump has enriched himself. It's that he's sold access to the presidency. He's created the executive club. He's allowed tariffs to dictate foreign policy in such a way where he tariffed Vietnam, removed the tariffs, and then 1 week later he got a $1.2 billion golf course. You want to know about the quid pro quo? We gave the UAE access to a bunch of very special chips the same week that they invested $2 billion in Donald Trump's personal crypto firm. Do you condemn that? Do you condemn the pardoning of CZ? Do you condemn Justin Sun, who scammed Americans and then was allowed back into the United States after Trump dropped an investigation? Is any of this above board?
If you have the evidence that there is a quid pro quo crime, then bring it to the table.
What if I present the evidence and you just reject it? You reject it entirely.
People did bring crimes, and he was convicted of felonies, and that wasn't enough.
Trump's corruption.
Using conjecture and innuendo.
It's not conjecture, though.
I wonder if we could just
I don't know. I mean, look, the numbers are on a piece of paper, and as you point out, it's disclosed. It's not like, you're right, it's not like they're hiding the sums of money. Mm-hmm. It's billions of dollars.
The reason
it's
we know this
on
is in
paper.
A public disclosure.
Is it okay?
It's not conjecture. That's
a problem.
All I'm
just because it's public, is it okay?
Is it against the law?
Can we acknowledge that it's profoundly unseemly for the president?
You don't have to defend
this
stuff.
I would prefer the president not make money.
Okay.
That's the consensus we'll get.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Lock it in.
He's not directing the company.
We might have to get some truth serum.
Final answer, Joe. Lock it in. Come on. Phone a friend.
We then go to the topic of immigration and the birthright citizenship case, and it got really, really powerful, actually.
Is that Trump ran on immigration very strongly in 2016, build the wall, we remember that. He ran in 2020 on immigration to some degree, not as much, didn't win. He ran in 2024 on immigration and won again. So anything that essentially kicks the immigration issue, maybe it won't be number one again in Americans' eye, but I think it does give the Republicans an opportunity to bring an issue that has worked for them in the past back up going into the...
Okay, June 18th to the 22nd, should the Supreme Court keep or reverse its birthright citizenship ruling from 1898? 69% say keep. Okay, that's not close.
You're not asking the right question. The question is, in a YouGov poll, 50-50, when it was limited to people who have not obeyed the law. If you've come here illegally and you've had a baby, is the baby a U.S.
Can
citizen?
Can I just say one thing, Joe, about what your argument was? 30. You said that there are 50 states that have 50 different laws, and that is the case because there are state rights, but there's also something called the Commerce Clause. And so that actually says that when you move from one state to another state, there have to be some laws that actually transcend from state to state. So while there are state rights, there are also things that the Supreme Court have enacted through jurisprudence that actually override state rights, which is why we have the federal government and which is why so many people have relied on federal law.
I like that you pointed out that Trump ran on immigration multiple times because he's impressively turned one of his strongest issues into the Republican Party's largest liability. I mean, ICE is currently being rejected by the American people after Rene Good and Alex Preddy were killed. And the Supreme Court seems to be siding with the American people that Donald Trump's immigration policy is way too radical. I mean, I was young at the time, but you brought up Barack Obama. It wasn't that long ago when he issued a slew of executive orders and Republicans called him a communist dictator. Now, Republicans are frothing at the mouth because the Supreme Court won't let Donald Trump rewrite the Constitution via executive order. So this is an extreme policy dictated by Stephen Miller, at one point Kristi Noem, and right now it's backfiring on the Republican Party.
And Donald Trump.
Trump, of course.
Let me just make sure this is really clear. This is not about legality. Remember, just a few days ago, this same Supreme Court basically are making TPS holders, temporary protected status, Haitians, 350,000 people are about to lose their document. They're here legally under the law, and they're now about to lose their status. So this is not about what's legal or not. This is about
who's American.
Who's American.
And who belongs here.
And who belongs
here. And what country we want to be in.
And, you know, look, thankfully, X is not real life. Twitter is not real life. I know that this weekend, when we celebrate July 4th, when I go to the Bay Area, all of us are going to celebrate the fact that all of our neighbors who might have come here 20 years ago, 15 years ago, or last week, we're going to celebrate the fact that this is the ideal of what we're actually trying to fight for, the ideas of this country. That's not about race, ethnicity, right, or even blood. It's about who gets to define who an American is.
We then ended it off with a rare moment of agreement about how broken our political system is. Make sure you drop a like if you made it this far and check this out.
There are some new questions about how this will all shape up for the Democratic field ahead of 2028. Here is Vice President J.D. Vance with his prediction.
The leading Democrat for 28. I think it's got to be AOC. I know that's probably conventional wisdom. I mean, it's funny. It's the AOC versus Ossoff thing. I guess the question would be, who do you think really has the power in the Democratic Party? And if you think the answer is like Wall Street and the left of center business community, then it would be Ossoff. And if you think it's the universities, it would be AOC.
AOC had a chance to respond today. Here's what she said.
J.D. Vance just said in an interview that he thinks you are going to be the leading Democratic candidate for president in 2028. What's your response to that?
I mean, I hope he is. That's what I'll say.
That he's the Republican nominee?
Yeah.
All right, Camille, I clocked your face when J.D. Vance was talking. You didn't agree?
That's wishful thinking. That is not the conventional wisdom that AOC is the leading candidate on the left. But certainly lots of Republicans hope that's the case. The DSA bonanza, the DSA's achievements recently have been a bit of a bonanza for a party that is being roiled by infighting at the moment.
The early state lineups don't line up for her. Some of them are open primary states. Mm-hmm. So it's functionally difficult for her. But I think there's a very fair case to be made that everyone in the Democratic Party, from Sanders to James Carville, said the Democratic Party didn't stand for anything. People like AOC, Zohra Mamdani, they filled this void with their version of progressive socialism. And for better or worse, it's the only cohesive plan the Democratic Party has that's attractive to voters.
And that's what Donald Trump did.
I agree.
Donald Trump filled a gap when they felt like Republicans were stale and not doing anything. And I think that is, on both sides of the aisle, what we are seeing is that Americans are sick of the status quo and they want somebody that's going to fight for them. They want somebody that's going to come with new ideas. And if you are going to bow to billionaires, you got to go.
Right. And it's working.
People are looking for new ideas. And I think when it comes to young voters, there's oftentimes this like reductive and lazy framework that there is a bunch of socialism spreading among them. But when you can't accumulate capital in a society, you're not going to be tied to the capitalistic system. I don't agree with all of the prescriptions of the DSA. Right. But the reality is, when young people are negative on student debt, negative capital on medical debt and actually are farther and farther away from getting a house, they're going to begin to rebel against a system they don't see as working for them. So having an alternative vision is what these Republicans and establishment Democrats need to have if they want a fighting chance.
Okay, next up, can someone please give Joe a Twister game? That way, at least he'll have a reason to twist himself into a pretzel trying to defend
Trump. Can I give
Trump.
The finger to the camera?
No.
Can I do that?
You were like, you're like, presidents dabble in things. Cryptocurrency is dabbled in sometimes. Like, bro, you can't just weave around like that. Just say it's bad.
He did get props from Adam for being a good politician.
Yeah.
You did give me a compliment.
It was impressive. I saw it in real time.
Is that a compliment?
I think it's a compliment. From Adam, it's a compliment.
All right.
We're going to end it there. New episodes of My New Debate Show will be dropping on the Adam Mockler feed every single Wednesday, so wait around for them, subscribe below, and peace out.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. The social distance.